We are 17 lines down from the top on Mem Aleph Amud Beis. The discussion has been about the machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. What is the halacha about an idol which broke on its own? Is it considered batal or not? And if it's considered batal, then you can get benefit from it. If it's not, then you can't get a benefit from the shards. So Rabbi Yochanan said that you cannot get benefit from it, and Reish Lakish said you can get benefit from it because if the idol can't defend itself from breaking, then no one's going to be machshav of it anymore. So we tried to refute Rabbi Reish Lakish's opinion, and we properly defended it. That was what we did last time. Now we're focusing on Rabbi Yochanan's opinion again, who is machmir and says that because it broke on its own, it doesn't become batal. You cannot get benefit from the shards of the idol. So the Gemara says as follows: For Rabbi Yochanan, according to Rabbi Yochanan, mid Rabbi Meir, nishmal hu l'rabbanan. From Rabbi Meir's opinion, we can already imply the Rabbanan's opinion. What's that? We'd already just established that according to Rabbi Meir, a full tselem, an image which we don't know whether it's been served or not, a tselem according to Rabbi Meir is aser because we're choshesh for the miut, but a broken tselem, the shivrei tselemim, we've established that they are permissible because there you don't need to go so far in saying that we're concerned that it, maybe there's wor it was worshipped or we need to make a gezeira. But so what the implication then is, we know that the Rabbanan is always one step ahead of the of Rabbi Meir. So if Rabbi Meir prohibits the full tselem, then the Rabbanan prohibit a full idol. And if Rabbi Meir permits the broken shards of a tselem, then the Rabbanan permit the broken shards of an idol. As the Gemara now says, Lav Amar Rabbi Meir, tzlamim asurim, shivrei tzlamim mutarim, l'rabbanan avodas kachavim nami, hi asura, ushvorehem mutarin. Just like according to Rabbi Meir, the shivrei tzlamim should be mutar, they are mutter, so according to the Rabbanan, the Shivrei Avodas Kochavim would also be mutter. That being the case, how could Rabbi Yochanan say that the broken shards of an idol that broke on its own would be prohibited? According to the Rabbanan, it's permissible. Broken shards of an idol are mutter. So the Gemara says, Hachi Hashta, can you compare the two? You can't necessarily imply that the broken shards should automatically be mutter according to the Rabbanan. You know why? Hasam, with regards to the shivrei tzlamim, the broken shards of an image, emar avdum, emar lo avdum. You could say that there's a suffix whether it was served as an idol and stuff like that it wasn't. V'im tim tzlamar avdum, and if you're going to tell me that it was served as an idol, emar badlum. You could say maybe it was nullified. So you have a traditional sfeik sfeika. So therefore, for a sfeik sfeika, you can be lenient on the broken shards of a tselem. But avodas kochavim, but with regards to an idol, vaday avdua, we know for a fact that it was served. Mi yemar debatla. Can then you say, well, maybe by the fact that it broke, he was mevatel it? If you don't know for a fact that he was mevat that the item was mevatel, you can't assume it. Why? Because have a suffik uvadai, vein suffik mosi mide vadai. You have a suffik whether it was mevatel, and you have a vadai that it was at one point served. So how can you say the suffik of maybe it was mevatel can take away the overrides the vadai that it was already used for avodah zarah, and therefore shivrei avodas kochavim should also be prohibited potentially. So now the Gemara asks that whole, based on this whole premise, Rabbi Yochanan says, "Ein safek motzi midei vaday." So the question is, does that really stand? Says the Gemara, "The ein safek motzi midei vaday." Is it true that there we have this concept that a safek can't override a vaday? V'hatanya, I'll bring you a proof to tell you that implies the opposite, that you can be motzi midei vaday. Chaver shemes v'hiniach megura milei peros afilu hin b'nei yoman rein v'cheskas misukanim. If a chaver, someone who we know is very careful with his Truman Meiser, he always does it properly. So he dies, and he leaves a pile of fruit. Can we assume that this pile of fruit has already been separated for Truman Meiser or not? Says the Gemara, says the Brisa, even if it's B'nai Yoman, even if it was he died that day, and you see the pile there, you can assume that he was already B'cheskas Mesukanim. You can assume that these fruits have already been tithed. Says the Gemara, hold on a second, how can this be? How can you make that assumption? How can you make that chazaka? Ve'ha'hacha devadei tevili. We know for a fact that at one point this pile of fruits or of produce was tevil. Savek asrinu, savek lo asrinu. Now the only question is, was meiser, was it tithed or not? Ve'kasi safek amosi mi devadei. And what are we saying? That the safek that maybe he did, maybe he didn't, overrides the vade that it was tevil, and we allow you to eat the produce. We say it's cheskas misukanim. So you see an example of a safek being motzi midevare. So there's no issue then, says according to Rabbi Yochanan, that ain't safek motzi midevare. Here you see a clear example of a safek being motzi midevare. So the Gemara answers no. Hasam vadei uvadehu. No. He said you can't compare this case and the previous case that we've been using. The case of the Chaver Shemes is a Vade Uvade. Why is it a Vade, not a Savik? Devade Asrinu, Kidrab Chanina Chuza, Dam Reb Chanina Chuza, Chazaka al Chaver Sheinu Mosi Dever Sheinu Mesukan Mitachas Yado. We have a Chazaka that a Chaver will never allow anything to not be have Maisa removed properly. So we can assume, even if he died that day, we can assume that everything in his possession has already been tithed. And therefore, it's considered a vade. It's not a suffik, it's a vade. That's one answer. The other answer is viboy's ema, suffiku, suffiku. You can actually say it's a suffik and a suffik. There's two sfekos here. What do you mean? Efshar David Kreb Kid Rabbi Oshia, because maybe the chaver acted like Rabbi Oshia's ruling, his leniency. De amar ma'arim adam al tvuaso, machnise bemolchila kadesha de beemto achelos ubtramin a miser. What you can do is a person can make a trick, do harama, and they can feed their animal before they make with their produce before they obligate it in miser, which is that if you bring it into your house with its chaff, with the covering on it, then you can continue to eat without it triggering a chiyuv in miser. Generally, the chiv is when it's ro'al p'nei abayis, when it sees the house, that is when the item becomes chayav in trumas and meiser. But if you put it in, leave it in its moat, since it's not technically ro'al p'nei abayis, then you are allowed to feed it to your animals. So what he did here was that it's a suffix whether it was actually tevil. It may not have even been got into the category of tevil yet. It only becomes tevil when it's ro'al p'nei abayis. So it's suffix tevil, suffix lo tevil, suffix he took off meiser, suffix he didn't take off meiser. So then you have a question of suffix and suffix, and that's why we can assume that it was taken care of properly. But the point is that we have not, well, we have still shown that ein suffix motzi midei vadai, and we have successfully so far defended Rabbi Yochanan's opinion, and next time we'll continue with this same line of questioning.